This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, November 7th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has had confidential talks in recent months with top aides to Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to U.S. and allied officials. They say the conversations were in an effort to reduce the risk of a broader conflict over Ukraine and warn Moscow against using nuclear weapons. The talks weren't aimed at discussing a settlement of the war in Ukraine, the officials say. Asked whether Sullivan has engaged in undisclosed conversations with top Putin aides, a National Security Council spokeswoman said that people claim a lot of things and declined to comment further. The Kremlin didn't respond to a request for comment. Sources say Facebook owner Meta is planning large-scale layoffs starting this week, which are expected to affect many thousands of employees. An announcement is planned to come as soon as Wednesday, the sources say. The planned job cuts would be the first broad headcount reductions to occur in the company's 18-year history. A Meta spokesman declined to comment, referring to CEO Mark Zuckerberg's recent statement that the company would focus its investments on a small number of high-priority growth areas. We're exclusively reporting that a division of Walgreens is nearing a deal to combine with Summit Health, the parent company of CityMD Urgent Care Centers. Sources say the deal would be valued at $9 billion, including debt, and an agreement could be reached as early as today. China reported that exports suffered a surprise drop in October from a year earlier. This reflects a sharp retreat in global trade as consumers and businesses cut spending in response to central banks' moves to curb inflation. Stocks in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares mostly gained in early trading. In the U.S., stock futures started the week higher. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.